about that, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jay and Silent Brad with Total Vinyl Confusion. We're going to start off the evening with a little bit of rock and roll. It's a pretty simple show. Brad's going to cue something up right now. I've been drinking for a little while, so I'm not collecting any information whatsoever. So our first album we are playing tonight will be what, Brad? The Cosmic Psychos with Palomino Pizza. Our show is pretty much dedicated to music you don't hear very often, and music that we like, and we don't care what you actually think, so enjoy and listen, and here we go with the Cosmic Psychos.
Staring at the broken cows.
right. That was the Trial of the Dead. Or actually, I should say, And You Will Know Us by the Trial of the Dead. Just found out their full name last night off of a magazine called Q. It's a European magazine that I've never read, but I have a friend that reads it very often. Before that was Brad. I can't remember the name.
You can read?
Yeah, I can barely read. Barely.
Before that, it was the Cosmic Psychos.
Off of Amphetamine Records.
Yeah. With
was that one of the
music?
Yeah. Was that one of the first Amphetamine Records recording? I mean, that was pretty early, though.
This was somewhat early, but you know, it's all crap. When you really think about AMRAP.
Everything off AMRAP was all crap. Actually, I got
early
into,
late. Crap.
Actually, I got in a good conversation today about how about Minneapolis music. And there hasn't been really anything good in Minneapolis since AMRAP. I mean, you got right now out of Minneapolis, you got the Diligent Four, Selby Tigers, and the Capital Capital. Nice T-shirt, by the way.
Well, you know, I took some Minneapolis music and shoved it up my ass sideways.
Yeah,
and it still wasn't good.
All right, next we're gonna hear something off of
Neil J.
Neil.
Mule. You know who I'm talking about?
P.W. Long.
This is a BG's cover.
Yeah, this is my man, P.W. Long. All right. And I guess here it's going to go.
like a star in my vast sleep. I opened my eyes to take a peek, to find that I was by the sea, gazing with tranquility. Just then, when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love, then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Histories of ages past, unenlightened shadows cast down through all eternity, the crying of humanity. Tis then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love.
Donovan with a Hurdy-Gurdy Man, one of my favorite songs, one of my favorite albums I bought from the Vinyl Connection.
I was wondering what that crap was.
Yeah, shut up, bitch.
I probably sold you that.
Yeah, you did, actually. Thanks for the discounted price. Actually, I'll thank Jim for the discounts I got there. Anyways, that was Hurdy-Gurdy Man. The album before was, Brett, I have no memory whatsoever.
That was Mule.
That was Mule, BW Long.
Remember?
That's right, yeah. I'm sorry, I've been drinking since fucking 5 o'clock. That's what happens when you work at a bar. Anyways, so next up on the hi-fi, we got...
What do we got next, Jay?
I don't know. Get the guy who fucking set up the record.
You gotta get track, Jay.
Yeah, I'm a terrible host.
Next, we got Shorts in the Cord.
All right.
A new band that... No, really. Shorts in the Cord.
Okay. But, oh, Shorts in the Cord?
We got some shellac.
All right, there you go. Not a new band.
No, not a new shellac song, but...
I like the. I like. I think I like shellac.
Should we find out?
Should we find out if I like shellac? Send your polls in to greasyj@yahoo.com.
Time was I could move my arms like a bird. And
You get the feeling you got. Suck them all with that fucking
We try to play some rare stuff once in a while. That was a first press with Kick Out the Jams, Motherfucker, actually on that pressing of that album.
You keep playing this old stuff.
I know. I like it. You know what? I've been really lately getting into the old rock and roll.
Did you ever make it to that appointment for your hair transplants earlier today?
Yeah. That's not funny, dude. I told you not to bring that up on live web radio. All right, anyways, next we got a band who I might be sacred to, the Moose Heart Faith Revolution. On the front of their 45, it looks like they got the Moose Heart Faith logo from the Moose Lodge.
Which we're broadcasting from,
and both members or soon-to-be members of the Moose Lodge. He said member. Yeah. All right, Beavis. Silent Brad, shut up. You know, Silent Bob doesn't talk this much in the fucking movie. Anyways, this is Moose Heart Faith, Revolution Part 1. And what's the name of this fucking tune we're going to be listening to?
This
here?
Track is called...
Is it called Number 1?
No, we're going to skip right past Number 1 and go to Open the Door.
You know, one thing I do like about this band, that their first song on their 45 is called Number 1. I can never get that one confused. Hey, we're listening to Number 1. Just joking around. Ladies and gentlemen, the Moose Heart Faith.
Apology.
Well, that was about half of a song you probably heard that Jay played. Some Bowie. Jay's been having some technical difficulties with his... Testicle difficulties with his testes. But we tested the testes, and the test results are really pretty much inconclusive as to whether or not Jay knows how to work these machines or not. But, shit, I think maybe I could play a song for you. How about all the party people in the house say ho if they like Gassifer? Anybody?
Oh!
Hey. All right. Nobody emailed Jay, and he's pissed. So continue not emailing him, and then we're going to enjoy this track by Gassifer Body Buzz.
Thank you.
go. Yeah, it was Face to Face. Off one of their older albums, one of the albums we still like of Face to Face, pretty much. Everything's pretty much kind of crap lately.
I heard their new one was actually, they came back around.
Really?
Well, I haven't heard it personally, but I've heard they...
It was back to the normal. We yeah, listened to...
Made it a little dirtier than that.
That's good.
Shit that,
that's good. I went and bought their live CD, and I have to say that was pretty good.
Yeah, actually. It is.
I really like that CD. A lot of good songs.
This got a lot of the tracks off this record here.
Yep. Yeah, they do. Well, this is probably one of their best records that they put out. But on the live CD, they do a Social Distortion cover.
Yeah. And, that's probably why it sucks so bad.
Fuck that.
They tried to pull that shit off.
Fuck that. In fact, the one thing he says before the song is like, we don't cover very many songs due to the fact that we think most people that we would want to cover are too good. But I think we're able to cover Social Distortion now. And thank you guys for, you know, they give all their thanks to Social Distortion. It's pretty cool. But we got something queued up on the stereo thing.
We got an old Hammerhead 7-inch split with Godhead Silo.
What side are we going to listen to?
We're going to listen to the
a little
good
bit
side.
Of Moby Dick?
We're going to listen to the good side.
All right.
Yeah, Moby Dick, Hammerhead.
Late.
Thank you. KLF is gonna rock ya.
The KLF with 3 a.m. Eternal, and before that we were listening
February
to
February 6th New Prophecy
to something else, can't remember what it was actually.
Four Long Years.
And right now we're going to listen to the Mudhoney. This is are we listening to Mudhoney now?
No, we're going to listen to Fat Records. No Effects.
I thought, why'd you pull out that Mudhoney into
you pulled
shit
out
about
that
it?
Mudhoney. That's on. That's the next one. Right. After years.
No Effects, huh?
Yeah, this is No Effects, off their first single, off their new record, which you can pretty much take and shove it up it sideways.
Mom and Dad, how'd you get so rad? When exactly did you get so hip? Wearing teenage clothes, you're always coming to my shows. You're singing every word. You're not supposed to like my band. Things I like you don't understand. So please put down that rum and coke. Let's go behavior for a folk. Can we just hang on holidays? Dad and Mom, what planet are you from? And what convinced you to pack up and leave? What's the matter with parents today? Not again. When will it end? Dance to sing like Motley Crue. And why is Mom's hair dyed bright blue? We're staying out till 2 or 3 and then having sex publicly. I thought the apple fell far from the tree. Mom and Dad, I think you ought to quit smoking so much pot and hanging with my friends. Laying round on the couch with my Misfits records out, softly banging your head.
say. It tickles my ear, rumbles under my feet, and it shakes the leaves off of every tree. Violently, what pretension, everlasting peace. Everything must cease. That was the American Legion. Actually, that is a Greg Graffin from Bad Religion, one of my favorite punk bands, and he made that solo album. It once again is called American Legion, and it's really mellow. It's how the whole album is. He plays every instrument and records it. I really like that album a lot.
That was really mellow, Jay.
Yeah, it was really mellow, but actually it's a pretty good follow-up to the Hammerhead. I thought that was kind of funny, actually. You know, you play Hammerhead, and then I play.
Even though that was NOFX I played before.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There was NOFX.
Get with it, sister.
God, I'm fucking one, like two songs behind.
Before.
Anyways, up next, we got something on here. Let's see. It is Mudhoney this time. All right. And, Brett, you were saying before that this was off of LP off of, or an EP off of what album?
Every Good Boy Deserves Fudge.
Oh.
Yeah.
And what song are we listening to? This is
Ounce of Deception.
And this is still still on Sub Pop, but it is a 7-inch, so it might be hard to find. Well, I guess we should probably listen to this then.
Yeah, let's listen to it, Jay.
All right.
We're listening.
Yeah.
Oh, on Channel 4.
Yeah,
sorry about that
Jay.
Little delay. Man, I'm just not doing very good at this. I'm a little bit too hammered for this. I should not start drinking beforehand. Anyways.
How about you be the DJ, I'll be the rapper.
All right, cool. Yeah, that's a good idea. I should talk. I'm just joking.
You're fucking
Brad.
Wiggity whack.
Anyways, that was just Mudhoney. We had a little Mudhoney tribute, but the name of that part of the show was Mandatory Metallica.
Yeah. But it's Mudhoney montage.
Yeah, but we never play Mudhoney. And we'll actually be bringing that to you once a week in the middle of our show. So at this moment in time, we're going to go to something a little bit slower, actually a lot slower. One of my other favorite records I bought this year, Kill Rockstars just put out a compilation of this album. Actually, they put it the compilation of the original, a bunch of different artists from this album called Nebraska by Bruce Springsteen. And this is, oh shit, what song did I pick on here? Oh yeah, State Trooper.
New Jersey Turnpike, riding on a wet night, neath the refinery's glow, out where the great black rivers flow. License registration, I ain't got none, but I got a clear conscience about the things that I've done. Mr. State Trooper.